It's the oldest fort in the nation's oldest city, and that means it can tell plenty of stories about many different nations. We recapture some of those tales on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
St. Augustine, Florida was established by the Spanish in 1565, making it the oldest European settlement in the present-day U.S. In the 1670s, a permanent stone fort was built, a fort that still stands, called the Castillo de San Marcos.
Pirates were a major problem when St. Augustine was first founded. Construction begins 2 years after the founding of Charlestown, which is now Charleston, South Carolina, in 1670.
Amy Harper tells the story from the Castillo, a place that's seen its share of battles over the years. Many of those clashes date well before this was ever a part of the United States.
There's actually 15 attacks on this fort. The 1702 siege, the longest siege, is a 51-day attack where there was actually 1,500 people seeking refuge in this fort. And then also in 1740, there was another attack by Governor Oglethorpe, the governor of Georgia. He attempted to get control of the city, was never able to, and eventually retreated north after 38 days.
The fort was never taken by force, yet it did change hands several times, each with the passing of one government to the next.
The Spanish were here until 1763. They lose control of Florida after the French and Indian War. We do have the British here for about 21 years. They lose control after the American Revolution, and Spain actually gets Florida back. Then by 1821, we have Florida becoming a part of the American territories during John Adams' administration. And then during the Civil War, we had both the Confederacy and the Union having control of this fort at one time.
Although no major Civil War battles were fought here, the fort did go from Union to Confederate and back to Union again. Visitors today can see over three centuries of history at the Castillo, the old stone fort, and the oldest city in America. Traveling the countryside in St. Augustine, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.